Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, welcome back onto the podcast. And today's question comes from Paco. Paco's saying I'm not sure if Paco's a he or a she, but saying that they're experiencing pain on their middle toenail on their left foot after running. What could be causing it?
Okay, so there's a few things that could be causing the pain. If it's specifically on the toenail, there should be some blackening too. So if it's the toenail or toenail bed, then there will be blackening of that toenail, and that'll let you know that one of the following things are happening. So either your toenails are too long, and that middle toe is often a little bit longer than the other toes, and so the toenail itself is doing one of three things. It's either banging into the front of your shoe, or it's catching one of the sock or the shoe as your foot is moving in the shoe. All three of those things will, particularly on long runs, will just very slowly but surely really irritate that toe and cause a trauma. And that's when you'll get bruising and blackening of that toe. So that would be caused from running in shoes that are too small or shoes that are too big. Because if the shoes are too small, you'll have a constant pressure on that toe all the time. And if the shoes are too big, you'll have too much movement in the shoe, and that's why you'll get that catching. So the way is to try and alleviate, if that is the problem, is to make sure that toenails are cut very short, especially before you do your long training runs. Make sure, obviously, that your shoe is the right size. So how do you do that? Well, when you put your shoe on and your foot is in the shoe and the laces are tied, you want to be able to fit your thumb front to back, so not side to side. Your thumb front to back should fit snugly in, but you shouldn't have to force it in between your heel and the shoe. If you have to really force it in, shoe's too small, and if it just drops in, shoe's too big. You should be able to fit it in there, but it should be a nice snug fit on either side. If the shoe is the right size, and you are getting those problems, then I would recommend that you actually cut a hole in the shoe where your toe is so that the nail does not catch or bang onto the front of the shoe. The other option that could be, or the other cause that it could be, but that would normally be more localized to the toe, but more generalized to the toe, but it can be localized on the nail too. And that is if you have some form of neuroma. So in other words, a nerve has become trapped in one of the joints of your toe. And obviously when you run, that causes irritation. And therefore the toe itself normally gets quite sore. But it also does depend exactly where that neuroma has formed, where that nerve is getting irritated. And obviously if it's closer to the front of the foot or the front of the toe, you'll only feel that pain closer to the front of the toe. So if there's no bruising, but a lot of discomfort and pain during and immediately after running, but it clears up quite quickly afterwards, you may be looking at a neuroma, and the how you get that sorted out, if it's a very new injury, you can get a cortisone infiltration straight into that nerve, and that can often alleviate the irritation and solve the problem altogether. The doctor who does that infiltration will then also do a type of strapping, and it normally requires a few days of rest, but the strapping then prevents that joint from irritating the nerve further. But if it's something that you've been dealing with for some time, and it's been sore for quite a long time, then you may need some surgical intervention. The good news with these injuries is that they don't tend to get worse and worse and worse until you can't run anymore. They tend to level off. So you would be able to train for whatever your goal event is and do that surgery after the event.
Oi, cortisone infiltration. That sounds delightful. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that. We're back again in a day's time with another Ask Coach Perry podcast. Don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answered, the website to get to is askcoachperry.com. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.